Hey, it's... Oh, wow, that is loud. Hi, it's I Don't Get It with Gabby and Chloe. This is so loud. Sorry, they got us a new board.
Oh, is this the new board?
Yeah, this is the new board. So maybe this is like...
Is it connected to the proper thing?
Screamingly loud.
It doesn't sound super loud to me.
It sounds really loud to me. I think your thing is turned down and mine wasn't.
Oh, yep, mine is turned really far down. Now it's normal and it's very loud now.
We're supposed to be playing some Michael Showalter.
Yeah.
And a promo from the dad, but nothing's working. So we'll see if we'll even have a show today.
Should we email someone?
Yeah, probably.
Should I email like a person?
Yeah, sure. I'm gonna try a few things.
Okay. Cool. In the meantime, though, I would love to talk about SNL. I'm Chloe, by the way. I don't know if
I'm Gabby. This is I Don't Get It with Gabby and Chloe.
But did you watch SNL yet?
No.
You should not be on this show. Like, you need to watch SNL. But what's his name? Edward Norton hosted last night. And, like, have you seen any clips from it at all? Because they did this one sketch that you would actually
pee your pants at. Oh, wait. I see why it's not working.
What?
It's not on the air.
Are we not on the air right now?
No. We are on the air, but I didn't... I can't hear myself. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. My headphone jack is messed up. But I didn't press the...
What? Oh, sweet Jesus. What is that?
My headphone thing just
broke. Why? What just happened?
I don't know. This is a mess.
We're having a tough time in here in studio right now.
I think I got the thing to work.
Was that thing made of like paper mache? Like she literally pulled the jack out and it like snapped.
It is like shattered into a million pieces.
That's very weird.
Well, I don't want to electrocute myself. Stall for a second while I get the other.
No, yeah. Well, I'll tell you about this sketch that like it was actually genius. So they did like a fake trailer for a horror movie, but it was like a horror movie directed by Wes Anderson.
I saw GIFs from this.
No, you have to watch it.
Yeah, I know.
Because Edward Norton does the best Owen Wilson I've ever seen. I thought it was Owen Wilson for maybe 40 seconds.
That's cool.
So that was ridiculous. And then Kyle Mooney was like Jason Schwartzman for like one shot. But it was like really funny. That was like probably the most brilliant. I really want to know who wrote that.
Yeah.
And then they did a digital short that was kind of like meh. I didn't watch the whole show yet because they didn't post the whole thing on Hulu. I just saw clips. But they also did a... are you emailing someone? Is that what's happening?
No, I figured it out.
Oh, you okay, great. But there was a digital short that like obviously...
Wait, hold off on this until we get to the TV section of the show. I'm going to play a track
right
now.
I think we got it working, guys.
Yeah, I think we got it working. Let's...
Please welcome to Union Hall, Mr. Michael Showalter.
Okay, and we're back.
Hey.
You just heard three tracks. Sounded like two, but it's actually three tracks from Michael Showalter's 2007 album, Sandwiches and Cats. This is a pretty old one, because Michael Showalter is more of an improv and sketch comedian. But we talked about him 2 weeks ago, or two shows ago, and I thought I would play some of his stuff, because I really like this album. I think he's a funny guy, and I like his podcast with Mike Lee and Black Topics. I tweeted about it earlier. I don't know if you saw. So Michael Showalter is, he came from all the NYU people who...
Oh, really?
Yeah, who were in the state. Michael
Lee
Black.
I didn't. They all went to NYU. That makes sense. I feel like everyone in a sketch group goes to NYU together. That's the classic story. Oh, my bad. But yeah, that's like the classic story.
Yeah, exactly. He was in The State and Stella. There's a movie coming out next year that I'm really excited for because it has like every comedian I've ever loved in it.
What?
They Came Together. Have you heard about it?
No.
I don't totally know what it's about, but it has...
Is there a trailer or you just read a...
No trailer.
You read an article about how it's in production?
I just looked on IMDb.
Oh, yeah, so it's, like, in production or whatever, or, like...
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
It just says They Came Together, 2014, and it's written by Michael Showalter and David Wayne, directed by David Wayne.
Is David Wayne his partner, typically?
Well, David Wayne's who was in Stella in The State.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Rudd, Michael Shannon, Amy Poehler, Christopher Maloney, Max Greenfield, Ed Helms, Michaela Watkins, Jason Mantzoukas, Michael Ian Black,
So it's like it's like Wet Hot American Summer plus awesome new people.
Exactly,
also,
exactly. I'm trying to see like other people. That's really everyone who I recognize.
Michaela Watkins was on like one or two seasons of SNL. That's so random.
Yeah, right.
But I mean, I never disliked her. So
yeah, she's funny.
Cool.
She was good in Oh, what?
Oh, she's in movies.
Just
and
watching
stuff?
That she's in. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a distinct, like, image of her face.
Yeah, like, I completely... One thing about her is, like, she was not a forgettable...
Yeah.
Was she a featured player? She must have been a featured player, but she was not a forgettable featured player. Like, whenever I hear her name, I remember her. And same goes for what's-his-name?
Don't hit the table.
Sorry, what's-his-name, who didn't get,
oh,
his contract.
Oh, she was Enlightened. What?
What's the guy's name who did, like... Oh, I don't know how I'm forgetting it now. I think Paul Britton. Like, I never forget him
skinny
either.
Skinny white guy.
Yeah, little tiny skinny white guy who did, like, he did a thing where he was, like, a little lord, like, in, like, a lord's outfit, and he was like, I'm a little lord! Like, but that wasn't the name of the character, but...
I think I remember that. But I'm remembering her from Enlightened. She played a kind of, like, it wasn't really a comedian. It was pretty, I mean, it was pretty funny, but she was the straight man, really.
Oh, really? Yeah, I can see that. She kind of, I feel like she is the archetype of, like, the, you know, like, the serious, like, straight man's, like, the sister to the main character, or, like, the friend of the, you know?
Exactly.
Like, she's got a very, like, kind of plain, but, like, funny, kind of annoying face. Like, she reminds me of Bill Hader's wife in Forgetting Sarah Marshall a little bit.
Oh, my God. You kind of get that? Absolutely. I just watched Forgetting Sarah Marshall, too. That, I have a picture of her on my... There's like, I have a picture of like this spread that was in Entertainment Weekly of all these comedians. Oh, we're getting a phone call.
Really?
Okay, let's see if the phone works. That's weird. Okay, one second. Hello? Hi, Vernon.
Is that Vernon?
One second. Let's see if we can make the phone work. Hello?
Vernon? Oh my God, wait.
Can you hear him in the...
I don't know. Wait, put your thing on. Vernon, say something.
Vernon?
I can hear you in the phone, but I can't hear.
We can hear you.
Okay, so you have to stop listening to the radio. You know that, right?
Oh, there's like a couple of seconds behind.
Yeah, exactly. So stop listening to the radio.
I feel like we're on Z100. It's calling into the morning zoo.
I called just to ask how the heck Chloe doesn't know who's in the state.
I'm sorry, I don't know every cast member in the state. I know...
There's three... I mean, Stella. There's only two or three guys.
What, are you talking about Stella or the state? Because it's
not... the same people.
I know it's not. There are only three people in Stella, Vernon.
Stella's a show, isn't it?
It's also a sketch group.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they... All three of them came from the state.
You know what, Vernon?
What?
I'm glad you enlightened me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
How's the LA app coming, buddy?
I haven't made a lot of headroom on it, to be honest.
How far are you?
I've outlined the answers to all of my questions, and I'm mostly just filling it in now.
Yeah, that's the annoying part. Like, I sat on an outline for my app for, like, 2.5 weeks, and then I was like, okay, need to make sentences.
To explain to the listeners, there's a Los Angeles program for Emerson College.
Like, the three people listening don't know.
Well,
people from my school, people from my high school are listening, and also Michael's friend Paul listens, and he goes to Suffolk. So.
Exactly, some people don't know what it is.
Yeah, we have tons of we have 10 of listeners.
we have single digits of listeners. I can count all the listeners we have on half of my hand.
Oh wait, my mom and dad are listening.
Yeah.
My mom, dad, and their friends Fred and Judy are listening.
Wait, is that you, Chloe? Is your mom listening right now?
Yeah.
Okay, Chloe's mom.
Uh-oh.
I sincerely like Charles Dickens and James Joyce. I did not just say that to sound like a smarty pants on the air. I meant it.
Whoa.
For you to tell your daughter that I'm pretentious hurt me deeply.
Okay, so, like, basically, my mom listened to, like, the iTunes podcast of, like, the show where Vernon was on, and she was like, James, or no, I don't even think she listened, I think I was just recapping the show to her, and I was, like, saying, because my mom's a comparative literature major, so she, like, loves books and, like, reads all the time, except she reads mostly, like, British, like, women writers and, like, things like that, But she was like, oh, like, what kind of writers does he like? I'm like, oh, like, James Joyce.
Just shout out to my dad who's listening in Haiti, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
Wait, why is he
right
there?
Now.
Is he working?
He's working.
Shout out to Colin Montu.
In Haiti.
Yeah, so, you know what, Vernon? That makes it, like, 12 listeners. But, no.
All right, don't derail this conversation, Gabby.
Sorry.
Gabby's...
It's cool that your dad's in Haiti or whatever, but now my integrity is being called into question.
Okay.
It wasn't even your integrity, but, like, literally, I was just like, oh, he likes James Joyce and, like, Charles Dickens, and she was like, ugh, James Joyce. Like, she was like, that's a very, like, pretentious author to like. Like, it's people who love to, like... She said it's, like, people who love to talk about how they read books are like, James Joyce. But I was like, no, he really likes it.
And you didn't say that to her. You're lying.
Okay, you're right. I am lying. But like,
what did you say?
No, but I was like, he's really into reading. So, and she's like, yeah, that makes sense. So,
that's and then you told Vernon that your mom said
yeah.
That bonehead move, like, it wouldn't make me freak out for 3 weeks.
Yeah, but, like, it's not my fault that you're freaking out. Like, I feel like if you were comfortable in the fact that you, like, truly do love James Joyce, you'd be...
Well, I can't be, because my friends go and tell their moms, and they call me pretentious.
Yeah, but, like...
Vernon, this is a comedy show? You're really bumming me out right
joke.
Now.
Make a joke. Yeah, Vernon, like, we should have a segment called, like, the sad segment with Vernon.
Vernon calls us to tell us.
Wait, Vernon, my mom just texted me and said, Vernon, I love Portrait of the Artists, too.
Thank you.
And she's Portrait of the Artist. She corrected her text. What, is that a James Joyce book?
Yeah, Portrait of the Artist is a young man.
Is that, like, super long and, like...
It's not as long
as... It's not even that long. It's regular size, and it's, like, his least, out there of his novels. It's just, like, pretty straightforward. The rest of them are all stream of consciousness or whatever. I don't want to talk about this.
That's probably why she likes it, because it's not, like... I feel like,
It's not, like...
I feel like books that are
Irish
so,
nonsense.
Yeah, like, really long. Like, I hate stream of... Like, I could barely get through Crime and Punishment. Did you ever read that?
No, I never
wanted to
Crime.
Die.
That's, like...
No, I know, but, like, the style of the writing is
Russian.
Just, like, rambling. Yeah, and you could
That's
tell it's, like, translated.
Right?
Yeah, like, I was just like, yeah, I totally read it. AP English teacher senior year. Nope.
You know, I read, oh my goodness, I forgot who the author is, but I read Tess of the D'Urbervilles.
Does Vernon know what that is? Because I don't.
Yeah, I don't know who wrote it.
Tess of the D'Urbervilles?
Which I loved, because I watched the, like, Masterpiece miniseries before I read it.
You should hang out with my mom.
The miniseries was really good.
Our whole DVR is, like, PBS miniseries.
You said it's Thomas Hardy?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Tom Hardy, like, as in Bane from The Dark Knight.
Yeah, he wrote that book.
Wow, I didn't know he was also a writer. That's very interesting.
From 100 years ago.
He must have gotten jacked up, like, after he wrote that to play Bane. That's very interesting. You learn something new every day. At my internship at Indian Paintbrush this past summer, I read a script for, like, this thriller that had already been produced. I can't remember the name of it. But I'm, like, reading it, and then I'm like, who wrote this? And it was, like, Wentworth Miller, who's, like, an actor.
Wait. Oh,
so
wait,
he's, like,
I heard
he's
about
like
this.
An established screenwriter.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. Yeah. I was, like, thought
I
he
think,
was just a pretty boy. Isn't he
I
in Prison
he's,
Break? He's
Prison
an actor on Prison Break.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Steve, Indian Paintbrush. I listened to the first couple minutes of the show before you put on Showalter, and I watched the Wes Anderson horror movie.
I thought specifically you would enjoy that. Like, especially, like, Gabby hasn't watched it yet, but they're, like, listing the cast, and it's, like, just basically everyone
well, have you seen
who's
that?
Ever been in a Wes Anderson movie, and it's,
yeah.
And a stop-motion mouse. Like,
have you seen the preview for Grand Budapest Hotel?
Yeah, right.
That's what
is that Wes Anderson?
Mm-hmm. That's a good movie.
Oh. I'm thinking of the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel.
No,
which is a very different, terrible.
I'm thinking of
I was like, ew, he directed that. Like, it's literally like a date movie
for old people. I'm thinking of Hotel Rwanda.
Yeah, like okay. Budapest Hotel, Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, or Hotel Rwanda. Your movie night. You pick. Different movie nights, but you pick.
genocide.
Let's do a poll, like a listener poll. Which movie would you rather watch?
We're like not playing any tracks, but that's okay.
That's cool.
Oh, I'm gonna hang up, and I might call back in like an hour or so.
Okay, sure.
We wish you luck.
Good luck on your app.
Thanks, Chris.
What's the word? Is it make haste? Is that like
it
fast?
Yeah, that's a word.
Haste is quick, so I'm gonna take my time on it.
All right, don't make haste then.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Vernon.
Okay, bye.
Toodaloo.
Bye.
We should definitely have a segment where he calls
noted,
in. That was
noted racist, Vernon Lakefield.
Noted racist and Glenn Beck supporter, Vernon Lakefield, and pretentious book reader. he's going to love that.
But there was one of the podcasts that I listened to, The Flophouse, one of the Daily Show writers from that was doing a... Elliot Kalin.
Uh-huh.
He was doing a hashtag thing on Twitter that was banned hotel names. So it was like, I'm trying to think of the one I tweeted to him was the Hill Tony Bennett or like the Best Western. Vernon just tweeted something mean to us.
Tweeted?
Texted something mean to me.
I didn't get it.
I'll read it to you once we play the track, but
Oh, wait, sorry. I have to give shout-outs.
Okay.
Oh, and, like, my friend Laura wants to call in, too, so can you say the number again?
Yeah, you can look it up on the website, or it's 617-824-8852. And if you didn't catch that, you can go to wecb.fm, mm-hmm. and the number will be there.
She's listening.
I'm going to play a track before anyone should call.
Wait, I want to shout-out. Okay. So I'm going to shout-out Jess Ketch. I don't know if she's listening. And also I'm going to shout-out Laura and Uncle Cam Cam.
Cool. Okay, we have to play a track because
I
so
swear
behind.
That's a real person. All right, we'll play a track.
Behind.
We'll come back. I'll elaborate on my shoutouts after.
Okay. So you're going to hear three tracks from Michael Showalter. You're going to hear "Wash Your Hands," "Intro to Erotica," and "Erotica."
Wash your hands, everybody.
Men have a thing that we do.
Okay, and we're back.
Hey, everybody.
Why is it, like, humming?
Like a slight
Do you hear
noise?
That? Like,
I hear it, but...
This is the worst.
It's kind of just, like, really quiet white noise.
There it is. Yep, it's the phone.
There we go. Hello, everybody.
Sorry, guys. There's a new board, and the phones actually work now,
Your tuition dollars at work, folks.
Yeah, it's a nice new board. But it's also, like, a little bit different than our last board, so it's a mite confusing. So let's talk a little bit about Michael Showalter, because we didn't do that in the last segment.
Yeah, we did. We talked about the state a little bit.
Yeah, we did. And Vernon called to tell us that
Vernon called and caused a ruckus.
He wrote Wet Hot American Summer and starred in Wet Hot American Summer, which is one of my favorite movies.
That's a genius movie. Also available on Netflix, so anyone can... What? I literally just watched it, like, last week. Are you serious?
They, like, just took it off.
I know, they took, like Workaholics off, too. It's so annoying. Yeah. It's not there anymore.
That movie is, like, so important to me.
I know.
Michael Ian Black in that movie is, like, my style icon.
No, seriously. Like, I feel like Lena Dunham, like, cut her hair to look like that character. Like,
1,000%.
It is the haircut. What's his character's name in that movie?
McKinley.
Yeah, like, what?
And he makes out with Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen,
Ian Black makes out with Bradley
Michael
Cooper.
Michael Ian Black, yeah. Have you ever seen oh, you're talking about Michael Showalter's kid. Right.
Yeah.
In his
Wet
name
Hot
is
American
Coop.
Summer. Coop.
Coop. Cooper.
Yeah, like, what? Like, all the names are so, like, campy, pun
exactly.
intended.
Like a Jewish
Because they're at a camp.
there's, in the Inside the Actor's Studio with Bradley Cooper, he went to Pace, where it's filmed. And James Lipton says something like, you missed one of your semesters. Like, you missed graduation mm-hmm. at Pace. Like, what were you doing? And he says, I was making out with Bradley Cooper he says, I was making out with Michael Ian Black in a shed in Pennsylvania.
So he was in college when that's insane.
I think he's a senior
Bradley Cooper looks so, like, have you ever seen him in the James Lipton? So, like, you know how James Lipton does Inside the Actor's Studio?
The clips of him in the audience?
Yeah,
one?
Where he's, like, asking Sean Penn about acting techniques. and like, Sean Penn's just giving him advice, and you're just like...
You're like, you don't, like, know that that's Bradley,
like,
Cooper.
I feel like they literally probably include that clip in, like, Pace, like, acting recruitment videos. Like, they're
probably.
Like, you could be Bradley Cooper. Like, definitely.
That is so crazy. Sorry, I'm setting the timer because I keep forgetting. we're supposed to be, 15 minutes into our thing, and we're 35 minutes in.
That's just a good sign, because that means the show is just flying
by.
Exactly,
we're just doing what our bodies tell us to do.
We're just jamming. My mind's telling me yes, and my body's telling me yes.
Just listen to our bodies, that's what we're doing.
Just listen to your body, that's the motto, it's the tagline of the show.
That should be the tagline of the
smattering
show.
Smattering.
But have you heard any of his podcast with Michael Ian Black?
No, but I've watched enough of Michael and Michael Have Issues to like kind of get their dynamic.
You like understand what the character is.
Yeah.
For the audience, he has a Michael Showalter, who we're listening to today, has a podcast that came out.
I think you talked about it a little bit last week, but we'll flesh it out more for you guys.
I also
now.
Have a short one to play if we want to play.
Yeah, we should definitely do that. Switch it up.
Yeah, for sure. I'll actually do that. But he has a podcast with Michael Ian Black where they discuss a topic each week. And if I open iTunes now, I can tell you what some of the topics are. But they basically just try and hone in on a topic. But in the whole time, they're playing characters of Michael Ian Black and Michael Showalter.
Yeah.
And if you've ever seen any of their comedy, you know what that is.
But they're acting very, dead serious,
exactly,
too.
Exactly, exactly. Actually, I'll play one. It's only about
They deliver it, very sincerely as their characters that they're
exactly,
doing.
Exactly, exactly.
So it's, just awesome. So funny to listen to.
So this one's not chock full of jokes, but you'll get an idea of what the character is.
Can we say what date this podcast
this one
is from?
Came out July 31st, and it's called Listener Mail Number 1.
And the podcast is called Topics.
Oh, it's called Topics with Michael Ian Black and Michael Showalter.
All right, let's take a listen.
Okay, here we go.
This is Viewer Mail.
Yes, we thought we would take a few moments and answer some emails from listeners and because some of the listeners have given us just as much to think about as we've given you to think about. So it's been great for both sides.
Mm-hmm. Jeremy Clem wrote to us and said that he had one concern about the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it seems like you guys are afraid to have fun with it. It's also serious all the time, to the point that you often seem headed straight for some good belly laughs, only to make an abrupt turn and avoid them.
Hmm.
What do you think about that?
I wonder if he might have a point, because we are comedians by trade. And so I think there is a kind of expectation perhaps on the listener's part to laugh a lot mm-hmm. when listening to the podcast. But I have to say that from my point of view, and maybe you feel differently, the point of Topics is to shed that comedian skin
mm-hmm.
for a minute anyway, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. or 30 minutes as the case may be, and just speak about these topics in a serious, thoughtful way and not worry about the jokes. Mm-hmm. If something funny happens,
that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, we're not going to edit it out or censor it in any way. So here's another but that's I totally agree with what you're saying. Mark O'Brien asks he says, "I have a question for you. What is a topic?
Hmm.
And how do you choose one?"
Mm-hmm. It's a great question.
It is a great question. Thanks, Mark O'Brien. And it's a great question. And the truth is, a topic is anything. It could be anything that is
anything that sparks a good conversation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now we tend to choose topics that are a little more evergreen.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. you know, for example, as we record this, Prince William and his wife Diana had a baby, but we're not you know, we're not going to spend a lot of time on that because
it's not evergreen.
It's not evergreen. It kind of comes and goes with the news cycle, so it's not as pertinent to us. We want these topics, podcasts, to really stand the test of time.
Mm-hmm. Can I use the word universal?
Like that word.
We want topics that have a universality to them.
Yes.
Yes. Let's do one more question. Okay. So, Ina Tier, Mike,
mm-hmm.
writes to say, I'm writing to thank you for creating such an inspiring and thought-provoking podcast. Thank you, Ina. I've been listening to the podcast for the last 4 days and can say with all honesty that it's the most interesting podcast since the creation of podcasts.
Hmm.
Not only do you dig into the heavier topics, such as the expanding universe and the existence of God, but I appreciate that you allow room for comic relief throughout the podcast. My intention here is not to insult or question your sincerity, but rather to praise your efforts and the freedom you give your conversations. While it's true that you are most popularly known for your involvement in comics and projects which are more comedically inclined, I truly appreciate that while the topics tend to be very serious and deep, you do allow yourself the ability to take a step back and see the humor and allow the humor to happen. So that's a kind of different, in a way, it's sort of, she's angling at some of the same things our first letter was about.
That's right. Well, first of all, it's a very, very nice email. And I want to say, Ina, and now I'm sort of doing air quotes. You can't see it, but I'm doing air quotes. She gets it. I think she really understands the intention of this podcast and really, I'm doing air quotes again, gets it. We are really delving into some serious things, and we're unafraid to have fun with it.
I think she's very plugged into what we're trying to do here.
Now, when you said plugged in, were you air quoting that, or that was straight?
I thought about air quoting it, but then I just didn't. I just went straight.
Right. Okay. I would, because I think you were.
I should have, but
no,
I actually
think you were right and not air quoting it.
But I mean, if I guess though, thinking about it further, is I suppose I should have air quoted it. Otherwise, it sounds like I'm saying she is literally plugged into it, right?
Although yes, and I would posit that because of the medium, podcasting, people tend to listen to it on their personal devices with headphones, which you literally do have to plug in.
That's so interesting. I want to talk about that later. But that was our first ever listener mail segment. I think it went really well.
Yeah, I think we unpacked some important stuff, and I look forward to making this a regular or semi-regular feature in episodes to come.
Me too.
Hi, we're back. Hey, sorry, buddy. Chloe and I were discussing some Los Angeles stuff off air, so that's basically the only thing we're talking about because we're so stressed out about it. But we're basically just going to jump into another three tracks because we're running a little behind schedule.
I'm sorry. I don't know if this is a typo, but I'm reading the Berkeley Beacon, and unless a person's last name is Jew, then it says Jew said she reviews menus with the... Wait, hold on. I have to check to see if this is a typo or someone's last name is really Jew.
Like J-E-W?
Yes. Like, I'm going to Instagram the crap out of this. Hold on, I have to see where this came from.
You want to do that while we're listening to
this? Yeah. Okay. Because I'm going to cry. Nope, it definitely is their name because they did it twice.
Okay, well, we'll be back in a few minutes.
I'm going to cry.
Everyone listen to three tracks from Michael Showalter. Okay, we're back.
Everybody dance now. And that was Everybody Dance Now by
the music take control. Let the rhythm move you. Just work. Okay, I'm done with
that's
that.
That's enough of that.
Okay, let's talk about... Let, Let's talk about
Chicks, man. Chicks, man.
What is that from?
The Soup.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love you, The Soup.
Tell me about television.
Okay. Because you're not, like, watching. Can you, like, actually watch SNL? Like, start watching SNL? It's
during
so
Thanksgiving
central
break,
to this show.
I'm going to, like, I'm going to, like,
please
hone in and just watch.
Just do it.
Because I want to finish this podcast that I'm listening to. Like, I want to finish all the episodes, so I've just been,
like you're listening to a podcast as if you were binge-watching a TV series.
Yeah, basically.
That's so interesting.
That's
I don't think I can handle a podcast in that way.
Because I draw. Like, well, our brains work in very different, like, we were talking about this, I think, in a different episode. Like, I have to be kind of doing two things at once, or I'm going to get distracted.
I can't do two things at once.
I listen to a podcast and I draw, or I, like, play Candy Crush or whatever. Mm-hmm.
No, if I play Candy Crush, I wouldn't be able to concentrate on what they were saying. You know what I mean?
I can't concentrate on what they're saying unless I'm playing Candy
That's
Crush
so,
or drawing.
Because like, then your mind wanders.
Exactly.
I can't be doing anything other than listening. That's why it's so hard for me to listen to podcasts in my, like, spare time, because I'm like, okay, like, I could listen to a podcast, but then I literally can't do anything else for, like, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing I can do while I'm listening to something that requires me to, like, actually listen to what the people are saying is I can clean, because that's no content involved. Like, I'm not really looking at anything particular.
You're just, like, putting circles into circles and, like,
and I love listening to podcasts when I clean, because cleaning is boring. And when I listen to music when I clean, it makes me, like, do it really fast and, like, not do a good job, you know?
You're just like, I want to dance to One Direction or whatever.
Except not One Direction.
Did you hear
One Direction's like Kanye West. What?
One Direction's new song.
You can't
really
fangirl
good.
Out to me. I will not listen.
Like,
I literally will not listen. Someone requested us to play One Direction at work today. And, like, my boss was like, who? Because we have, like, a song request sheet that goes around while we call people.
Oh, okay.
Which, obviously, I can't. I hate that. Everyone else is so cool with listening to music while they're talking to people. And I'm like, hello? Like, plugging my ear, like,
you're, like,
trying to hear.
What makes you beautiful?
Yeah, like, that's how bad I am with that. So, like, but someone, like, wrote down a One Direction song, probably the new one that you're talking about. And, like, my boss was like, who wrote this? You're fired. Like, it was so funny.
One Direction is great. But,
subliminal message.
One Direction. But tell me about TV.
SNL. I haven't gotten all the way through it this evening, because I'm
reading. Stop rustling your damn newspaper.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that loud? Are you breaking up? Like in movies? They're rubbing paper on the phone. That's so funny. No, but yeah, so I just watched, like, two clips from SNL, because it's broken up on Hulu, so I'm waiting for it to be a whole episode, because I like to digest it in order to get a sense of, like, and also, like, I love knowing what things that Lauren has chosen to put first and last, because I'm interested in seeing what he has the most faith in, because, like, sometimes he's dead on with what people will totally love, but then there's been a few times where he's put on, like, Beck Bennett and Kyle Mooney's things that you can, like, tell that they wrote, just because I'm, like, familiar with their sketches. He puts them at the end, and I'm not sure, and, like, I've noticed that for all the episodes this season so far, so I'm always interested to see where they pop up.
But didn't they used to do that with,
Lonely Island?
In the beginning.
Yeah, because he's, like, kind of testing it out, like, he'll put it on at the end of the show, so, like, no one who's watching it live will really see it, but then if it goes viral, then he'll know to move it up gradually.
Yeah.
So I think he's testing the waters in the same way with, like, Kyle Mooney and Beck Bennett stuff. So the two things that I watched were the Wes Anderson thing.
I'm going to take that paper away from you.
Oh, sorry. The Wes Anderson thing, and the cold open was hilarious.
What was it?
It's just Kate McKinnon. Oh my god, you're gonna die. Like, can you watch this episode? Because, like, every sketch that I'm thinking of is so, like, Gabby-centric, like, you would enjoy it. But, so the first sketch is just, like, Kate McKinnon as, like, a government official explaining, like, how to, like, operate the new, like, Obamacare website, which is, keeps, apparently,
oh,
like,
yeah,
it's
like,
in the news
down.
For crashing and being just really crappy and, like, a horrible website.
So many people are trying to
So she's, like, no, I know, but she, like, makes a joke about it where it's, like, she's like, you can also, you know, like, click this part of the web. If it's not loading, like, you can click this part of the website for the, like, the low-res version. And then it comes up and it's like, you want healthcare? Yes, no. Like, in MySpace font kind of thing. Like, so funny. And then she's also, like, a lot of people, like,
are complaining, like, that it keeps, like, crashing, you know, or, like, being really slow or whatever. And she goes, that's because, like, millions of Americans are trying to, you know, access this page and learn about, you know, Obamacare. And this website was designed to handle 6 users at a time. Like, and then she's like, God. If you want to ease the amount of traffic, you can access, like, the Dutch version of this page, Fliegeflor. Like, and then she, like, does this thing where she explains, like, all the tabs, like, what they translate to. And she's like, awesome. The high five option. Like, oh my God. You have to watch it. That's so awesome. Funny.
I will. I'll watch it. I promise.
Kate McKinnon is becoming the Kristen Wiig of the show. Good. She's in almost every sketch, and she's always, like, the weirdest character, which is, like, definitely
Wiig-esque.
UCB.
She came out of UCB?
Yep, UCB, oh, awesome. New York.
And because Kristen came out of Second City.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Groundlings?
Oh. Yeah. Groundlings. Pretty sure. But yeah, Kate McKinnon, definitely UCB, and I just know that because I've seen her in videos since I was, like, 16 when I was, like, first taking my classes and stuff. And, yeah, she worked with Brandon a lot and, like, still does. Yeah, it's really awesome. She's definitely... The progression that I see is that Kate McKinnon is becoming the Kristen, and then Taryn Killam is becoming...
That's what I thought.
I wouldn't say the Bill, like, character-wise, but I would say, like, the Bill in terms of anchoring the sketches.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, consistently being funny in every single sketch.
Your Kate McKinnon is my Taryn Killam. Like,
No, I love him, too. Yeah, like, he's awesome.
But, like, Hannah and I knew about him a long time ago. Like, we, I don't even know how we found out about him, but, like...
About Taryn?
About Taryn Killam.
No, because he was on Wild and Out for tens of millions of years. Yeah, Moody's Point, Amanda Show.
After that. But yeah, like, in between Moody's Point and...
He's literally been in our lives for such... And Keenan, too. Like, Keenan and Taryn are one and the
Keenan
same.
But Keenan even more... Because Keenan had his own show. Taryn didn't have his own show.
Yeah, you're right. But he was a featured player on the Amanda Show for, like, the entire time it was on. And that was, like, my SNL when I was, like, 8. Like, yeah. I was obsessed with the Amanda Show. It's still so funny when you watch it.
Yeah. It's amazing not even, like, kiddie Keenan humor. Was able to... I mean, how old?
Keenan's career is incredible. Probably younger than that. He was on All That when he was way younger than 16.
Yeah. I mean, how old is he now? Let's see.
I would probably say let me guess. I'm going to guess early 30s or late 20s. Late 20s, early 30s. How old is he?
35, right in the middle.
Wow. So, he looks pretty dang good for his age.
So when was the Amanda Show on?
Oh, God bless.
For all that.
You know what? It makes me, like, sad to think about Amanda Bynes now, just because, like,
so
I don't even like making fun of her, and I don't even like when people make fun of her, because it makes me...
People kind of stop making fun of her because they're...
I think she really, seriously has Ill. A... Yeah, like...
She is.
That
she's
makes me
Ill.
So sad, though, that she had... There's, like, there was a defined period of time where she wasn't getting help, and she was just getting teased.
Yeah.
That's really messed up.
All That premiered on my 2nd birthday.
That's so weird.
April 16th, 1994.
What?
So it...
That's really weird.
So 1994, and he's 35 now, so that's...
I don't know if he was on the first season, was he?
Let's see.
Because I remember watching it when he was on. Like, I watched it when he was on, I'm pretty sure.
Keenan Thompson started in 1994.
Wow. I guess he was on it for a really long time.
So that was 19 years ago?
Yeah.
So what's 35 minus 19? Well, 35 minus 20.
Every time we tried to do math on the show, we failed.
So he was 16. I was exactly right. He was
cool.
16.
He looked pretty young back then.
Well, black don't crack, so.
That's amazing.
But, like, for
real. Yeah, he does look a lot younger than he is just generally.
And a lot, especially because a lot of the people who were on that show kind of fell by the wayside. But, like, Nick Cannon.
Giovanni Samuels was in what was the cheerleading movie with Hayden Panettiere? Bring it on. Like, three.
Bring it on again.
Or something. Bring it on where it's
Electric,
like,
Boogaloo.
Bring it on. Electric.
In space, no one can hear you scream.
Oh, my God. Bring it on to the streets.
You're afraid to go back in the water, whatever that tagline is.
Bring it on, drift.
Tokyo.
Bring it on.
Bring it on, Fast and Furious.
Oh, my God. But, yeah,
wait,
like...
Let's keep going.
Yeah, bring it on. Crap. Losing momentum.
Bigger, longer, and uncut.
Yeah. Bring it on, like, Red Band version. Oh, God.
Bring it on.
Bring it on movies are hilarious.
They are.
That's its own comedy segment.
Wait, Mark Saul? Who is that?
What?
I guess I don't know who that person is. I thought I knew who that was, but I don't. Anyway, we have to play more tracks.
Yes. Let us do that.
We'll play... Oh, ho, ho, ho. I'm the Crypt Keeper. We're going to play three tracks. Athlete's Foot, Cats, and Berhoon.
Oh my god, is this the thing where it's like, did you bring a meow?
Yep, don't spoil it.
I listen to this all the time.
Okay, here we go.
I have, Athlete's Foot.
Eagle Express.
This is an excerpt.
Hi, sorry.
Hey, everybody.
Sorry to play the beginning of another track that we'll play a little later. I don't know who that is saying that. I don't think it's Michael, because his voice is so high.
It's like a friend.
I'm gonna Google that.
He does have a really high voice. It's so cute, though. I love when, like, adult men have high voices.
Me too.
It's literally adorable. Oh my god.
So, we're doing our first segment. Our second segment? I think it's our first segment. I also forgot. I forgot to play a thing from the dead, so let me try and get it to work. Nope, that's not it. Is it...
The dad is being funky.
I hate it. Yay!
9 out of 10 sharks agree. Listening to WECB significantly decreases risk of attack.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Okay, so that was WECB.FM.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... Our first segment is This Week in Search History. Mine is going to be a lot of stuff for the show, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, mine always is. Mine is probably... I was trying to watch, like, an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and it's airing. I think it aired tonight, so I couldn't watch it yet, but it's the one where, like, North is born, so I just kind of wanted to, like, see it and, like, creep on it hardcore. And so that's in my search history, and then also stuff for the paper I was writing about Rupert Murdoch. A lot of, like, Rupert Murdoch, News Corp, like, News Corp versus New York Times. Like, I had to write about their feud and things like that. It's a lot of, like, boring school stuff. And then I read about, like, cannibals today just because I was bored. Do you ever, like, look up weird stuff when you're bored?
Serial killers.
Yeah, like, for some reason, that's so entertaining.
It is. Anything with, like, lizard people or, like, other,
weird, like
conspiracy theories.
Crazy things you would see profiled on, like, A&E.
Yeah. Reddit.
Yeah. So I was reading this thing about this guy, this Japanese guy, who, I'm not even sure why. I think he was, like, he was planning on killing himself, so he cut his penis off.
Is and this then, he served it as
yeah
food?
Did you read about this, like, people paid money to eat it, like, they were like
genitals.
Super excited eccentric people who were like, I should try to do this, and he, like, cooked it, like, with a chef helped him cook it, and he, like, fed it to them, and they were paying as if it was, like, a fundraising dinner for Alzheimer's, like, $1,000 a plate or something.
Like, I don't think
so
he was
weird.
Gonna kill himself. I think it was just, he was like, I don't need this.
Did
I'm
mix?
Celibate.
Oh, you're right. He was asexual. I'm confusing it with a different.
He was like, I guess I don't need my
There
my
was
genitals.
A different thing. Like, the thing where he's killing himself is, I read this thing where it was this guy was looking for people that would be willing to be eaten, because he was like, I want to eat someone, but I don't want to, like, attack someone. You know, so then he hooked up with
like
a guy on Craigslist who was like, I want to kill myself, so, yeah, you can eat me. so, like, I don't know what the trade-off would be, like, I'll give money to your family, I have no idea. But so basically, like, the guy came over, and then the guy who wanted to eat him cut the guy's penis off. Everything involves penises, but he cut,
like,
the guy who wanted to die his thing off, and then... he cooked it and they ate it together, like they like shared a meal, and then he stabbed him in the chest like a million times and then like ate him. But then he was being charged with murder because apparently, like, where this happened, cannibalism is legal. I think it was in Germany. Like, cannibalism isn't technically illegal in Germany, so they had to charge him with murder.
They were like...
Like, if he had just eaten the guy's penis and then, like, was on his way, he wouldn't be charged with anything.
Like, he's like, okay,
but, like,
off you go.
Yeah, they can't even charge him for the other thing. They just have to say, okay, you stabbed him and he died. Like, they can't even mention what happened after that. So yeah, that's what I did this afternoon before
you read
work.
About eating genitals
before and... I went to work to call alumni. I did not mention
Emerson
that.
Emerson College does not support
condone cannibalism unless it's finding your way to Los Angeles. Am I right? Yeah. Am I right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
I don't really have anything interesting that I googled.
No.
No. Wait, how do you look at research history on your phone? Is that possible? I'm trying to.
I'm just remembering things I did today on the computer. Like,
yeah, you don't have your computer. With
weird,
you.
Very strange things.
How do you?
But I have a very good memory when it comes to what I did on the internet today.
How do you do it on your phone?
I think you just go to Google and then like act as if you're about to type something, and it's like comes up with the last few things you searched.
Uh-oh.
That's how it used to be until the update. I haven't really noticed it doing it on the update as much.
Oh, I see. It's just Michael Ian Black. I tried to look at their, like, history. Mm-hmm. You know Google saves your search history for, like, 10 years? You can go to Google
Even
history.
If you, like, clear your history?
No, not if you clear your history.
No, I clear my history all the time just because it's, like, cluttered. It comes up when I open a new tab. Like, it comes up.
Oh, not that. I mean, like, if you go to, like, I think it's, like, google.com/history.
No, but, like, I know, if you clear your history, it won't come up in the homepage anymore,
oh, okay.
Which I like. I don't like looking at, like, it'll be, like, you watch this thing on Hulu, and, like, this, it, like, comes up, and it's annoying. I don't know. I also empty my trash can a lot.
I just got rid of so much stuff on my computer. That
it makes it go
useless.
So much faster.
Exactly. My computer's slow right now, because I have a bunch of tabs open, and I had, like, Photoshop and Spotify and all the stuff open that I needed to use.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also clearing stuff. It was awful. But it's getting faster. I need to get to a point where I can, like, I don't know, my computer's being dumb. Also take a ton of screenshots, because anytime anyone dumb or hilarious, I screenshot it
and then
save it
tumble
forever.
It.
And tumble it.
You
or
always
Instagram
tumble
it.
Dumb stuff that people say, and then you like blur their name out, and you're like, "Oh my god, I can't."
Did you see the thing I Instagrammed of that girl?
What?
It's this girl that I met, that a friend of mine introduced me to, and she's the dumbest person I've ever met. Like, I'm not gonna say her name, of course,
obviously.
But I would be like having a conversation. It would be okay. It was me and two friends that I knew, and this other girl who was introduced to us,
mm-hmm.
who we, like, none of us had known very long. And we'd be all four of us having a conversation. And then she just, in the middle of us talking, be like, "What's your favorite movie?"
Just, like, maybe, like, random.
Well, I don't know. I like a lot of different movies. I guess one of my favorite movies is Forgetting Sarah Marshall. I don't know. I like other movies. Whatever. And then we'd start having conversation about movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'd be like, "What's your favorite color?"
Like, she just wants to take control of the whole conversation.
Weird. It was weird. So she was just dumb. Like, she would say stuff that didn't make sense and was annoying.
Yeah.
So the other day, she always has stupid statuses, Facebook statuses.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day, I'm going to find so I can direct quote it. But she, this is her status. "Finding someone to have intellectual conversation with is harder than losing 62,727,282 pounds by tomorrow."
Ah!
The dumbest person I've ever met tweeted that.
That was really funny.
And I was like,
she should probably be a comedian.
Well, she wants to be, kind of.
Oh.
Yep.
It's even more attractive of a quality.
We live in a strange world.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Oh wait, I found your
what?
Your Instagram about that woman whose last name is Jew.
Yeah, I'm
so
sorry.
Weird.
I don't understand.
Me neither. It's a mystery.
It was just jarring. I assumed it was a hilarious typo, and then I'm like,
then
nope, that's
like,
her name.
Her name is Jew.
Nope. They say that about 8 million more times throughout the article.
It's so
like,
weird.
Can you imagine the person who wrote that was just like, "I feel like I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah,
like
right?
I'm propagating hate speech just using this woman's name." Ugh.
Exactly.
So what else can we talk about on the sketch?
I don't know. If anyone wants to call in now, they can call in.
Is Vernon going to call back?
I don't know. He said he would call in an hour, and he hasn't yet. So
how long ago is that?
An hour.
An hour? All right.
A little over
I'll text him and ask if he's going to call.
I forgot what I was going to say. I could talk about my weekend, but I was going to save that for the next segment. I'll talk about it now. I have a few minutes.
Yeah, do it.
So I have, nothing's that embarrassing or mean, so I'm not going to say anybody's name, but, you know. So my...
Oh, wait, is this the complaining segment?
No.
Okay.
Though we could talk about that, but it was more hilarious than it was bad.
Do tell.
So I had to wake up super early this morning. Like, I woke up, and it was dark, and I walked to where I had to go, and it was dark. And I had to volunteer at this, like, fun run. And it wasn't that bad, because I'm not bad at waking up early in the morning, but...
Was it the DEA fun run?
Yeah, it was the DEA fun run. Yep.
I want a shirt that's like the
Me
the
too,
DEA
Chloe.
Can we order that?
I have an obsession with... I'm going completely off topic, but I have an obsession with, like...
Collecting...
Like, obscure
authentic
references from TV shows. Like, have you seen my jobs on Facebook?
Yeah, I mean, I get all of those just because, like, I also watch those shows, right. But, like... It definitely would look like you actually worked at those places.
Exactly.
For people and, like, who didn't know.
Exactly. That's the point. Like, I'm gonna read some of them out because
I just got a. Do you watch Workaholics?
Yeah.
I just got a. You know the shirt they make that says like "Free Carl" and it's like Carl's like dumb face.
Yeah.
I got that and like I love, just like it's like Carl but like his hair's all messed up and like one of his eyes is like slightly towards the center.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
So I have. All of my work. Let's see if it actually shows all of it. Sometimes it doesn't. Some of them are real, some of them are not. I'm the social media manager at Fake Block. What's that from?
What's, I don't know.
That's from Arrested Development. That's from the new season of Arrested Development.
Oh. Yeah, I'm only one episode into that. I'm biding my time.
Job B Company, which is from the new.
Yeah.
Shulman and Associates, which is Mindy Project.
Okay.
Camp Firewood.
That Wet Hot American
Summer?
Yeah,
it's Wet Hot American Summer. Cogentiva is Enlightened.
Is what?
Enlightened. The show that was on HBO for two seasons. It had Jason Mendoza in it.
Well, okay.
It was pretty good. Entertainment 720.
Oh, of course.
That's Parks and Rec. St. Xavier in the Marshes is Rev. Party Down Catering is Party Down.
Mm-hmm.
Gray Matter is Breaking Bad.
Yeah, of course.
TGS, 30 Rock. Department of Social Affairs and Citizenship is...
Is that Lost or something?
No, that's The Thick of It, which is like a British political comedy. Have you ever seen the movie In the Loop?
Mm.
Watch that movie, Chloe. That's one
in
of
the
funniest
loop?
Movies I've ever seen. Yeah.
Who's in it? Or like, whose movie is it?
James Gandolfini's in it.
Oh, cool.
He's awesome.
I dig him.
But it's about like British and American relations... at, like, the beginning of the Iraq War.
Ooh.
And I don't understand a second of
but
the politics.
But it's, like, awesome.
But it's so well done.
Is
like,
it
the
funny?
First,
or just a great
It's one
series.
Of the funniest movies I've ever
oh,
seen.
Oh, it's funny. All right.
Yeah. It's, like, the first, it's, like, the first three quarters of it is a hard comedy about, like, bumbling British idiots coming to the United States and, like, trying to make their way around. And,
like coming
important.
To America, but for, like, stupid English people.
Not really.
Okay. I was like excited.
But and then the last quarter is like a hard political thriller, but it's still really funny. It's awesome.
Awesome.
Dharm Initiative is Lost. New Burbage Theater Festival is Slings and Arrows. Bluth's Frozen Banana Stand. Jurassic Park. Middle of Bioscience.
I work at Jurassic Park.
I'm a tour guide.
That one's not as subtle as the others.
I just need
I work
Jurassic
at
Park.
Star Trek.
I work at Star Trek.
At the Enterprise.
Yep, exactly. Well, we'll play another track now. We didn't really do that this week in Search History, but...
Yeah, we did. I did.
You did. You're right.
I completely
I didn't have much.
Did.
I usually have something, but I didn't. So we're going to play one track from Michael Showalter's 2007 album, Sandwiches and Cats. And this track is called The Mountain. I'm sorry. I'm going to turn off. I'm going to close my Facebook. Apologies for that.
Yeah. God.
But I was just looking at my my thing. Okay, here we go.
This is an excerpt from my article.
Okay, and we're back.
Hello.
You just heard a lovely song from Michael Showalter's album, 2007 album, Sandwiches and Cats.
I
like
that
he mixes stand up with like these sketch kind of song.
It reminds me of Dimitri Martin a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. It also, like, harkens back to his, like, sketch roots, and I like it.
Yeah, definitely.
It's the realness. Anyway.
The realness.
So we have now two segments that we're doing. I didn't talk about my day, but I can do that later or not at all, whatever. We're doing our second segment, slash second two segments, Fail Mail, where you can call in and talk to us about your day, tell us a joke, tell us something funny that happened, and we'll make fun of you, or we'll talk to you, or whatever. So I'm going to wait to see the thing blink, look up the number on the website, and I'll read it out. It's 617-824-8852. Again, that's 617-824-8852. And while you guys call us, hopefully, please call us. The phone works now, we promise. Will you guys do that? We'll do Clo Gabba Gabba.
Clo Gabba Gabba.
Things that suck. Things that suck. So this is... You have to get closer to your mic. You're like 2 feet away from your mic.
Microphone.
No, sit up. Just sit
my
up.
My butt hurts.
So, Clo Gabba Gabba, what are some things that suck this week, Chloe?
As of last week, also, the LA program application stresses.
That's going to be ongoing suckiness until
we
December
know,
1st.
Until
basically.
We know what's up.
Yeah. Waiting is worse than not than not getting in, basically.
So definitely a close second. and then also my studio TV production class.
Tell me about it.
I don't know. I mean, there's not even a problem yet. We haven't started, but, like, it was just a lot of work to, like, put everything together.
You guys are doing, like, more work than we did, for sure.
Yeah,
I don't know. We also had a teacher that took the place of another teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Cooper. I mean, not Cooper.
Tedisco.
Oh, no, I never had him.
He was great. He was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
He knew a lot. Like, clearly he had actually worked in studios and, like, knew ished. I'm trying to think of other things that suck for me.
Yeah,
week.
How was your week?
I mean, this week flew by for me, so.
I have no concept of, like, where the week starts and where it ends anymore, because now that I work on the weekends.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, it makes everything feel weird. And then I have, like, random days off where I don't have class, but then I do have work, and then it's, like.
Exactly. And, like,
it blends together strangely.
Also, I just had work today. Like, I was at work today, even though I don't usually work on Sundays, so my sense of time is completely destroyed for this week.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I have too much to do, luckily, which is nice. Also, I had to wake up at 6 a.m. Yay!
That's
walked
a terrible
thing. To work
thing.
In the dark. Walked, I want to say, like, a mile to my work in the dark.
Welcome
it was
in my
awful, but also work was not as bad as I thought it was going to be. So that's not a thing that sucks. If anyone has a thing that sucks, call in, please.
I wonder if Vernon would like to call in again.
Yeah, is Vernon? I mean, come on. We have a blinking thing that clicks and blinks next to my head when people call, and I'm not seeing it. So rude.
God, I'm directly offended.
Chloe, anything that sucks for you?
I don't
we're
know.
We're usually more prepared.
Some
for
girl
this
almost
thing.
Like died at the party I was at last night.
Whoa!
And like, mm-hmm. I obviously don't want to say her name because like, she's like a nice
don't
person.
I know her?
Maybe. But
yeah, don't say her. Name.
No, yeah, I was like chatting with her at this party, and she went on to like a minute later fall down a bunch of stairs and crack her head open, and there was blood everywhere, and it was really scary. So that Jesus. Sucked. That totally, like, wow, that really bummed me out. And then yeah.
That does suck.
So that was, like, wild.
That's scary. Was she, like...
She literally wasn't even.
Yeah, she just, like, slipped.
She slipped. Like, the stairs were wet. I had a hard time going up them, so I could see how she
they
would
were
have...
wet?
Yeah, it was, like, a party. Like, a crappy party.
Why were the stairs wet? Well, that doesn't explain anything.
Yes, it does. Think about why stairs would be wet at a party. Like, because things are being spilled.
Oh,
because
they're spilling alcohol on the stuff.
Yeah.
No, I get it. No, I understand. But that doesn't add up to me. Like, I don't... That's not something
mean?
I would assume.
No, they're very steep spiral stairs.
People are just...
Yeah.
Sloshing.
No, yeah, that's, like, literally... Yep, that's accurate.
Okay.
I just felt so bad for her, though. Like, it escalated quickly, put it that way.
That's terrifying.
It was crazy.
That's terrifying. Mm-hmm. About stairs, I have two friends, Charlotte and Noah.
Mm-hmm.
And Noah's, like, shorter than I am. She's, like, 5 foot, maybe 4'11". And Charlotte is way taller than me, like probably 5'9".
Yeah.
And Charlotte, one time I was at my friend Theo's aunt's house, and Charlotte was coming down the stairs, and she fell down the stairs, but she fell down in, like, you know, in Family Guy when Peter falls down the stairs?
Yeah.
And he, like, goes from side to side, and it's, like, really hilarious?
Yeah.
It looked like that. Can you pay attention?
No, I'm listening.
It looked like that, so Theo and I laughed so hard, like, to this day, when someone mentioned Charlotte falling down the stairs, I laugh so hard.
There's so many things like that where it's, like, hilarious if you know them, but it's, exactly. like, so scary exactly. if you don't know them. Like,
So she fell down the stairs and, like, hurt herself, but it was hilarious.
That's
she's
so,
fine,
like, sad, though.
But then, at camp, Charlotte and Noah and I all go to the same, or all went to the same summer
yeah.
camp. And,
Charlotte, didn't go to Hunter?
What?
Did they go to Hunter?
Yeah. There's a steep set of stairs outside one of the like studio lounge places, and Charlotte was going down the stairs and she slipped like on the wet stairs that's like wood, like new wood, and she like didn't really, she wasn't injured, but I laughed because that's like
if she was injured you wouldn't laugh
exactly. Yeah. But I laughed and then Noah like immediately after fell down the stairs and I went. Oh, are you okay?
And then, like, your other like, friend was like, what?
I was like, what are you talking about, for real? So
that's hilarious.
That's a thing in my life that continues to be brought
up. Have you ever fallen down the stairs?
Of course I have.
No, and it's like, is it not terrifying? Like, time stops and you're just, like, falling down the stairs, like, as you're falling. Like, your face is not even moving. You're just like...
Well, there's... I think when you're falling down the stairs, like, when you just slip and, like, slip
backwards.
If you're walking down the stairs and you fall backwards, you're that's just not like, that bad. Oh, you're just like, bum, bum, bum,
yeah,
bum,
yeah, yeah, like your
when,
ass
when you're
hurts.
Falling, when you're walking up the stairs and you fall
that's
backwards.
Not that bad. Oh, whoa, that's scary.
Or when you're walking like, down oh the stairs God. And you fall forwards.
Yeah, but like falling backwards when you're... I feel like that's scarier because you can't put your hands out. You're just going to hit your head. That's how this girl fell down the stairs. She fell down the stairs... Going up, she fell down backwards, and because I know that because she landed on her back and her head cracked open. Like if she had was falling forward, her face and her hands would have broken her fall,
yeah, exactly.
So she would have been like bruised, but she wouldn't have been like literally dead.
I feel like that's a like flaw in human in like the human.
Yeah, like
body.
Cats would flip over.
Yeah,
like can you imagine if when a person falls down the stairs backwards, they like rotated over and landed on their hands. Like a cat, like
the Catwoman. Have you ever seen
yeah,
the
that'd be
Catwoman?
Crazy. The Halle Berry one,
like really bad one.
Yeah, I took a pass on that one.
It's so funny because it's like one
hilarious.
Of the worst movies of all times.
That's amazing.
Of all time, rather. If you have the chance, listen to the Catwoman episode of How Did This Get Made? It's really funny.
They do, yeah. Like I feel like that would be hilarious to hear them review something
it's
that's so notorious.
So bad.
I'm assuming though they go into it being like, we've heard this movie's awful, so we're gonna.
Well, I mean, they know the movie's awful, but they're like, we're gonna try to enjoy it.
Yeah.
But then
so
they come out
biased.
And Jason's like, this is the craziest movie I've
like,
ever
like, they
seen.
Try to be like, give it a chance.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Okay, well,
the main
cool.
villain, her name is Ophelia Powers. Oh, no, that's not...
Ophelia Powers?
That's a great it's not the name. It's like the not... Who's the person in screenwriting who, like, helps her main character?
The friend?
Threshold Guardian and blah, blah, blah. It's the, you know what I
mean. Oh, I know exactly what you're... Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I can't remember the technical name.
It's the Scarecrow, basically. Her Scarecrow is a woman named Ophelia Powers. Ophelia
like,
Powers.
What? That should be the main character's name. That's such like
Ophelia
an intense
Powers.
Name. Okay. Oh, she like says her name
no,
a bunch of times.
But her name is Ophelia Powers. Like, that's great.
Did you watch Catwoman? Or
yeah,
you
I've
just...
seen Catwoman.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's just bad screenwriting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Based up with that.
It's terrible.
It's like it's not 1945. Like
no, yeah, isn't it taking that. Place like current yeah. times? Like
yeah. in like night whatever.
I mean, whenever a Catwoman currently exists, I don't know.
2005, whatever number it came out, whatever piece of crap movie.
yeah, but it makes for a hilarious podcast.
Well, no one called, so rude.
Hashtag
why do people
Vernon
people
is getting into his LA app?
Yeah, Vernon
it's
only called.
He only called to, like, tell my mom
didn't ask
off.
For it. Yeah, right, to tell your mom.
Excuse me, Chloe's mom, but I'm not pretentious.
Why?
No, it's fine. I mean, we got our call in
mom.
Early on, so.
That's true.
Everyone's going to bed because it's Monday tomorrow.
Exactly.
Like, actually, though.
Unlike us, we're not going to bed. Yeah. We have about 20 minutes left of our show, owls. But we'll play a promo and then we'll play a couple tracks from Michael Showalter. Woo! So here we go. How do I do this? All of the
lights. This is Amanda Nichols. You're listening to WECB, the real sound of Boston.
My parents recently boiling, gurgling, percolating, bubbling, beckoning me to its hickory smoke flavor.
Okay, we're back.
Hey, everybody.
What time is it? It's 11:50, yes. So let's just do everything right now. And then just listen to the last track as we leave.
Trizak.
So I'm going to set the timer, but, let's do tweet of the week and plugs, and then let's get out of here.
All right, great.
Do you have any while I get to my favorites?
Yeah, I just favorited a couple that I didn't read to you, so okay. They'll be fresh. Oh no, did this not load? Oh no, wait. Sorry, I gotta scroll up back to it.
I'm going to read one second. I'm getting to it.
Oh, okay. Where did it go? Dang it.
Jake Wiseman, I'm not sure. I think he's a comedian, this guy, Jake Wiseman. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a comedian. He tweeted, "I make it rain at the club by crying."
My spirit animal.
Exactly.
At Michael J. Hudson, I'm not sure if he's a comedian, but it was retweeted by Eric O'Brien. That's the @OB thing I always keep doing, but it says, "Prank. Put a bucket of water on top of the door, then shoot your roommate in the stomach. When the cops come, they'll get all wet."
Oh, God. So two from The Onion. Tears get into pizza bagel. And this week's top video.
It's so subtle.
Exactly. CEO worked way up from son of CEO.
Wow.
Jake Wiseman also tweeted, "Just faked my own life."
Faked my own life. Oh, my God.
Hari Kondabalu tweeted, he's a comedian, at Hari Kondabalu, tweeted, "BuzzFeed's top 50 articles to read that are not lists."
That's just accurate. Where's the things I favorited? Oh, wait, sorry. There was a Shelby Farrow tweet. I usually kind of, like, roll my eyes at her tweets. They don't make me laugh that hard. But she just tweeted a picture of, like, one of those, like, "we buy gold," like, places.
Yeah, yeah.
And she says, "Cool, I'll just print you out some of my tweets."
That's nice. Megan Amram tweeted, "If you want to go and take a ride with me, wear your seatbelt, Nervous Nelly."
Wear your seatbelt.
She attributed to Nervous Nelly, which That's is like so the funny. Perfect. Chris Fairbanks at Chris Fairbanks tweeted, "Remember bees? They're all dead now. Let's eat outside."
Yay. At Sam Gritner, "What the F is your problem? Terrible therapist." Just beautiful.
I'm gonna read this one again. Chris Fairbanks tweeted, "Bed knobs and broomsticks, 87 minutes. An adult film featuring a few of our favorite things that we do not want in our butts, NC-17.
That's amazing.
Jenny Johnson at Jenny Johnson High Five tweeted, "Taylor Swift seems like the kind of girl who'd clap and say, 'Yay!' when a waiter brings her pancakes."
Yes. Oh my God, yes.
Paul Scheer, I thought this was cute. Paul Scheer tweeted, "Hitting the snooze button is like sack tapping the sun."
Sack tapping.
Matt McCarthy at Matt McCarthy Redhead tweeted, "Remember, kids, when naming your comedy club, throw dignity out the window." That's all I got. Do you have any more?
Yeah, I'm going through. Everyone's tweeting about the Red Sox game, and like apparently, this guy just hit a home run, and he has, like, a big beard and long hair or whatever. So Joe Mandy tweeted, "It's cool that they let that homeless guy bat," like, and he hit a home run. Like,
that's funny. Hey,
Joe Mandy's got a nice little sassy voice. Rainn Wilson, pretty soon all of Manhattan will just be a Dwayne Reed.
Yep. The truth. That is absolute truth. Okay, so let's do some plugs.
Mm-hmm. Let's
Michael Showalter. You can find him at M Showalter on Twitter. You can buy his album Sandwiches and Cats on iTunes. You can download his podcast with Michael Ian Black, Topics, from iTunes. You can also find him at michaelshowalter.net or michaelenglishshowalter.tumblr.com, where he follows me on Tumblr.
He follows Gabby's Tumblr, which all of you should.
That's important. He follows my Tumblr, which is wow-realoriginal@tumblr.com, or my other Tumblr, which is my like comedy blog, ipeakedinkindergarten.tumblr.com. Anyway, back to Michael Showalter. You can buy either of his books, his memoir, Mr. Funny Pants, A Memoir of False Starts, or Guys Can Be Cat Ladies Too. Those are his memoirs. You can find them on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, your local book retailer. So do that. Look into Michael Showalter. You can also watch...
you can probably bootleg Find Wet Hot American somewhere.
Probably.
And hopefully they'll put it back on Netflix
they
soon.
They should.
Because I love watching it.
He's also writing for Super Fun Night, Rebel Wilson's new TV show, so support him and watch that. Chloe, what are your plugs? Plugs.
I just had another really funny tweet. Eric Tanwa said, someone on this Amtrak train is so upset about Lou Reed's death that they're putting paper towels in the toilet despite the signs. Like, that was just weird.
That's funny.
But yeah, plugs at Chloe Pasello on Twitter and at Chloe Pasello on Instagram. Yeah, follow me.
Spell it.
Chloe Pisello. Do it.
Awesome.
Track time.
I'm at gmontoot and on Twitter and Instagram. That's gmontoute. Ah! Sorry, that's my timer. Again, I peeked in kindergarten. Please like our Facebook page.
Yes.
I Don't Get It with Gabby and Chloe. You can just search that in Google, or you can go to facebook.com/ I Don't Get It with Gabby and Chloe. The longest, most unwieldy Facebook link ever.
But it's easy to find because there's no other
pages. Like it. And make sure you tune in every Sunday at 10 p.m. 10 to 12 to listen to some more I Don't Get It with Gabby and Chloe.
Yeah. So last track of the night is called
Sandwich Commandments.
All right. So enjoy.
It's sandwich and sandwiches and cats.
Enjoy, everybody.
All right. Here we go.
Good night.
The first commandment of making a sandwich. Bread is king.
You see, because without bread...